الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما بلغ معه السعي قال: يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك فانظر ماذا ترى. قال: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر، ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے that when he went for Miraj, he met with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, convey my salams to your ummat. When we there here, we should say alayhim wa alaykumus salam. Reply and think also that who has sent for us? Khalilullah, the great friend of Allah. Najiullah, whom Allah gave freedom from the fire. What he has sent salams. And with who? With Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody brings you a gift, and the person who brings it also is a great person. How much shouldn't we appreciate it? We should appreciate who we are, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should live according to that. Many times like this ash'ar we hear, that ye dunya wale be wafa hai, that this dunya people, they are not loyal. So we think of other people who are not loyal to us. Think how much are we disloyal to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. To being the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every husband feels my wife is disloyal. She doesn't appreciate. But he should think, how much am I disloyal? And how bad husbands are. And what husbands do. And yet we want all the loyalty from the wife. So we should put ourselves in that position also. And with regard to our deen, how disloyal aren't we to our deen? What haven't we been given? So we should realize our position. And from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's time till today now, for this hadith, the salams have reached us now. Who in the whole chain? Great people like Imam Bukhari rahmatullah, other great muhaddithin. They have conveyed this one generation to another, to start to student, and it has come to us. What a great thing. And salam itself is what a great gift. And salam from a great Nabi of Allah. By another great, the greatest Nabi of Allah. We should Allah give us tawfiq. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, inform your ummah that Jannat is tayyibu turba. The soil of it very fertile. It grows things, good things abundantly. And Azbatul Ma, the water is very, very good. Irrigation system, abundance of water, and quality of water also very good. And وَأَنَّهَا قِيَانٌ, and it is a barren place, Jannat. What we hear usually, that Jannat with all the palaces of Jannat and all the trees and the fruit and the rivers, all that, that is what we have to build now. And that is that where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Jannat is a barren land. وَغِرَاسُهَا, all the trees of Jannat, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. As we read this one word, we are planting trees in Jannat. One time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu planting a tree. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm planting a tree. He said, should I not show you a better tree? Subhanallah. How long it takes to plant a tree. And we've got no guarantee it's going to grow, it's going to die. We will die before the tree grows. We'll get the fruit. But just read Subhanallah, one tree is planted. And this is the words of Sadiqul Amin, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One great muhaddith, when he read the hadith that a person who reads, Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. If you read that hadith, 70 malaika for 1,000 days get tired writing the sawab. So he thought, so much sawab, 70 farishta. And for 1,000 days, which is about 3 years, they are just writing and they're getting tired, so much they are writing. So is it? So at night he saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, oh Allah's Nabi, did you say this? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand on it. He said, yes, I said that. So what great treasures we can acquire. So during these days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, these are very, very valuable days. And Allahu Akbar, when they are so valuable, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Allah, these are not, they aren't greater days in which Allah loves to be, His ibadat must be made. It comes the Azam, Akbar, the greatest days of the year in which Allah wishes, loves His worship to be made are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So when that is the case, we would think that Allah loves His ibadat, so the ibadat must be also very difficult. Because what Allah loves, Allah is so great. It would be like one day move this mountain from this place to this. Next day move it back from here to there. Because to please Allah, that amal must be. But Allah is that great, magnificent, great, kind, so merciful Allah. That what is it? What is this ibadat? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So just that, how easy. We won't need a whole 20 gallons of water that I'm going to read this, my tongue will get dry. Nothing whatsoever. There are no tongue twisters. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Not difficult to remember also. And little children know this also. Everyone. But when it comes to the amal, we are so disloyal. We're thinking others are disloyal to us. How much do we read it? Our loyalty will be that we read these words. Allah loves these words. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba that khuzu junnatakum. Take your armor. Put on your armor. Sahaba asked, Amin aduwin qad hadha? Is there enemy? Is there army of the enemies here that we have to quickly hurry up and put on our armor? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, minan nar. Put on your armor from the fire of Jahannam. And what is going to protect you? Baqiyatu salihat. Those words, the effects of which, the virtues of which, the sawab of which will be perpetual forever and ever. That these are those words, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You say these words, they are muqaddimat. They go ahead of you. And for your protection and prepare everything for you. They go ahead. They are mu'aqibat. They will be your bodyguards. They are in front of you, behind you to protect you. They are mujannibat. They are to save you. They will save you from the fire of Jahannam. In another hadith it comes, when a person reads this word, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, his sins fall off from him like the leaves fall off from a tree in autumn. And more than that, this is min kunuzil jannah, of the treasures of Jannah, and the highest place, the arsh of, where if under the arsh of Allah, which is the roof and ceiling of Jannah, these are from there. What valuable words. So these 10 days, we should really be reading in abundance. Easy way to read it in abundance, normally ulama have referred to 300 times. Just read Salatul Tasbih during these 10 days. And Allah reward our mashayikh. They went out of the way. They went and collect money. Humiliated themselves. People insulted them to build madrasas, to teach deen. And then, when these 10 days came, they closed the madrasa. Because now this ibadat is very great. And the two cannot go together. You can't do two things at one time. So close the madrasa. The acquiring of knowledge, the imparting of knowledge is so superior, so superior. But at this time, this is another very great ibadah. So always our madaris, there's the system that this 10 days and a few days more, a little bit, they close the madrasas for the ibadah now of Qurbani. Go and look for the animals. Find your animals. Look after your animals. Feed them with your hand. There were those people who took great, great people, but they made love, more love than for your own child. They showed it to the Qurbani animal. They fed it themselves also, looked after it, made it nice and fat, gave it good food to eat. So this is all that is a great ibadah. On the day of Qiyamah, when the Sahaba asked, وَمَا لَنَا فِيهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, what we going to get? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in one riwayat said, the animal will come on the day of Qiyamah. It will be put on your scale of good deeds. And with its horns and its hooves, and everything will be weighed in your favor. So these animals are very valuable. They are shi'arullah, the signs of Allah Ta'ala. And وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرُ اللَّهِ, whoever will obey and respect the shi'ar, the signposts, the things which are of deen, then فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, it shows that you have got taqwa in you. And that is what we have to have, that taqwa. This Qurbani also, لَنْ يَنَالُ اللَّهُ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. So this is the taqwa that we have to. So this is the time. So these days, they are the most valuable days in the whole Islamic calendar. Of all the days in the year, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. And Allah loves His ibadat. The more than a person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person goes in jihad. And more than that also, Allah loves this. So Sahaba was surprised that even more than jihad, they asked, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, only that person can surpass a person who is making ibadah during these days, who goes in jihad. Jihad with his own money. Somebody doesn't sponsor him. With his own hard-earned money. And with his own life, he doesn't send somebody else, you go in jihad. His own money, and he himself, he goes. And he returns with no money, and not his life. In other words, he becomes shaheed. Only that person can surpass the person who will read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. So who can't do that to read? Who of us will go in jihad with our own money? Hard-earned money, and we give our lives also. But more valuable than that, during these 10 days, just read Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and you are more greater than that person who goes out in jihad also. So valuable, Allah give us the reality of the words of Nabi Ali Salah. So easy, and who can be more disloyal who won't do this? When this is so easy, and we don't do it, how disloyal aren't we to the words of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to the deen of Allah Ta'ala, when we don't read these words. So very, very valuable words Allah Ta'ala has given us. And these, on top of that, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, يَتَعَاطَفْنَ حَوْلَ الْعَرْشِ, they make tawaf around the arsh of Allah. The minute you have read them, and if you read these words in this way, which comes in the riwayat, you can't read it in the normal way we read, but in the riwayat it comes first, Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. You read that, farishtas are waiting, everyone wants to be the one who takes this tawaf. Those farishtas are vying with one another, that I must take this tawaf, they want to grab it. And then they take it safely, put it safely under their wings. And as they are going up, and what the speed they go. Any other groups of malaika they meet, all those malaika make dua for the reader of this word. So easy. We can read it 100 times so easily. Alhamdulillah, wa subhanallah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu akbar, wa tabarakallah. And now the malaika are vying with one another. And the other malaika are making dua for the reciter. And they go immediately and they start making tawaf. And lahunna dawiyun ka dawiyun nahal. And they've got a buzzing sound like the bees buzz. What are they doing? Yudhakkirna bisahibihin. They are talking, praising the person who has read it in the presence of Allah. And this will carry on forever, not till the day of Qiyamah. Forever and ever, we will die. We in our qabr, we can't do anything anymore. But that zikr of ours will still carry on there by Allah Ta'ala. And it will carry on not till Qiyamah, forever and ever. What an opportunity. And if we deprive ourselves, who can be more disloyal to himself? Disloyal to the deen of Allah. Disloyal to the favors of Allah. Disloyal to his own goodness and well-being. If we don't read this. And an easy way, read Salatul Tasbih. And in that, 300 times we will read. And now that words are not just the third kalima, not just the third kalima, in namaz, the value is more greater now. How much more greater when it is in namaz? We read Quran Sharif, without wuzu, we get thawab, without touching the Quran, we are permitted to read Quran Sharif. And we read with wuzu, how much more? We read in nafal namaz, in a sitting position. The thawab is even more. In a standing position, it is even more. In farz namaz, we don't know the limit of that rewards now. So these words, the third kalima, in namaz we read, what is the value? And this is the opportunity now. So Allah give us tawfiq. And the night, each night, the ibadat is more, is like the night of Shabi Barat, Laylatul Qadr. Each night. And what is Shabi Qadr? Khayrum min alfi shahr. Not equal to, not tasawi, but khayrum, better than 100 nights of ibadat. So just think that 100 months of ibadat. So each night, so one ever, and Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, nobody knows which is that night. Nobody can say for certainty I got that night. But this year, every night, certainly, you'll get this, it's not Laylatul Qadr, you'll get the thawab of Laylatul Qadr, which is ibadat of khayrum min alfi shahr. Now, one night is more better than 1,000 months. We can't still absorb, we can't digest what it really means. What is 1,000 months? How many nights is 1,000 months? It's easy arithmetic. Not even maths, you don't need your calculator. There are 30 nights in a month, so 30 times 1,000? 30,000. Your one night's ibadat, you yield the thawab of 30,000 nights. If you tell somebody make ibadat for 30,000 nights, he'll fall asleep before he hears it. So how can I do that? Impossible. In fact, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that make amal every day equal to the Mount of Uhud. Mount of Uhud, roughly 710 kilometers mountain range. And a huge mountain. Oh, they say, how can we do that? So much every day. He say, you can, it's easy. What is it? Read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Really, we don't know the value of these words. We are disloyal to our deen. We didn't learn. Each word, you get the thawab of the whole Mount of Uhud. And what the Mount of Uhud? is in gold, and you spend it in the path of Allah, so much you spend, what is the reward? By saying one subhanallah, so much so. And that is throughout the year. During the 10 days, it's even more greater. So each night is equal to 30,000. 10 nights of this first 10 days of Zulhijjah. 10 times 30,000? 300,000. So much sawab. And not 300,000, not 30,000. What did Allah Ta'ala say? Khayrun min. Who is saying it? Allah. When Allah says better, if one poor person say you do this job, I'll give you so much. You do a good job, I'll give you more. How much more you can expect? He's a poor person. And if he's a stingy person, what can you expect? If he's a rich person, but he's stingy, what can you expect? Allah's treasures are unlimited. And Allah's generosity and sakha is unlimited. So when Allah said khayrun, what must be that khayr? Yeah, Allah can't be, na'uzubillah, I mustn't even say this. Can Allah bluff us? Allah is saying khayrun. So each night, what can't we earn? And if we go in the qabr and we didn't do it, and we had all the opportunity, who is so sick that his lips can't move also? Who has got so many problems that his mind doesn't tick also? Everyone can do it. And still we didn't, how disloyal are we? And we're thinking the world is disloyal to us. And when we are so disloyal, so how much could this is a time for earning every, and then Allahu Akbar. The actual thing is, make ibadat the whole night, from Maghrib till Fajr, a whole night engage, and just read this, or any tilawat, zikr, durood sharif, whatever we want to, make our ibadat. We can't do that. What a deenu yusrun, yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr. Just make your fajr and isha with jamaat, and you get the whole night thawab. Read the last ruku of Ali Imran, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, wakhtilafi al-layli wal nahar, 2 pages, just over 2 pages. And you read that, another, what your fajr and isha with jamaat, you got the whole night ibadat. You read that, another whole night again. Now the 30,000 is more, doubled up again. And read Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, another Laylatul Qadr sawab again. That one Laylatul Qadr, these nights are another Laylatul. Wow, this is فِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Not to race one another to wear patched jeans, na'uzu billah, torn jeans, funny hairstyles, the shabbu bil kuffar, their lifestyle, their holidays, their education system. This is what? لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. For these are the things that those who are making amal, these are the things that you must make amal. How much we can acquire. And pass the sawab to my mother, to my father. Pass the sawab to Ibrahim alayhi salam, to Ismail alayhi salam, to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, first and foremost. What a great occasion. So easy. So this ibadat we can make. And there are other so many amal we can do, and we can get the whole night's ibadat. Just what your niyat, sincere niyat. You go and sleep straight after Isha, no problem. I'm going to get up 3 o'clock. I'll get up 4 o'clock. Winter, Isha, third your time finishes, pass 5:30. You get up 4:45, 5 o'clock, and you didn't get up. Your niyat was true, still you get that sawab. How can't we then grab? Bargains are galore. Everything is not discounted. The value is increased. Not 100%, not 200%, not 1,000%. And we are there, we are healthy, we got no problems. We are not in that place. Make dua, the poor people of Sudan, the internal fighting that is taking place, bodies are lying on the ground, dogs are eating those bodies. They can't get to bury those bodies. Rats are eating that bodies. We're not in that condition. We are here, easy it is for us. We are not here. One time, one murid told our sheikh, he went to, it was Sudan most probably, and he had zakah. He says he wanted to give to this lady that was there, poor, no body left in her, nothing left in her. Before he could even think of giving her, she died. The next one, she died. They were just dying. Allah, forgive us to use the words, but like what we say, dying like flies. People were of poverty, no food. And we, in Ramzan, we don't taste hunger also. We eat so much at Seri time. We eat so much at Iftar. We haven't got an inkling of what hunger is. In this comfortable conditions, and we don't make Allah's ibadat. We read in the kitabs, people, what difficult conditions they were and what ibadat. So these are valuable days. So we try in the day, third kalima. At night, or this little bit ibadat, whatever, how much we can do. And the more a person, and see how much we can acquire. And then the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Arafah. And before this, the days will start, whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday, according to the sighting of the moon, let us clean up all, cutting our nails, sparing our nails, hair, etc. And make a mini ihram we put on. The real ihram of the Hajj is there. Now we also are like in the ihram. So we are joined with them. So think about them also. Make ourselves present let us make our tawafs. What in that big, big crowds here in our thoughts, and we are making what difficulty it is. Get to multazam, make the du'as all the time. And kiss Hajar-e Aswad, no guards to stop you. No queue you have to wait. Everything, let us connect ourselves. Allah, and then the Qurbani, let us connect ourselves also. So appreciate these days. Then the ninth of Dhul Hijjah, the greatest ibadat Allah loves is the fourth kalima. What difficulty is there to read the fourth kalima? La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika la, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. If it's on our tongue, yuhi wa yumit. Otherwise in the riwayat, that is normally left out. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah loves those words. And then Arafat the ninth, take off if we can, even if we're not madrasa students. They try and take these 10 days off. Be with the animals. Be in this ibadat all the time. And engage ourselves with Allah Ta'ala. On the ninth, let us be more with this. And think of Arafat, where Allahu Akbar, millions of people, all in ihram. And all there, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata wal mulk lak, wa la sharika lak. And in this way, let us put our presence in our namaz. There we are present by Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, in every namaz, Allahu Akbar, let us be present by Allah Ta'ala. And make the namaz a namaz in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. We make that namaz. Let us not be disloyal to namaz also. That we make namaz, and with the result of our namaz, make it like a stinking, dirty, black, red, that is thrown back at our face, and that gives us baddua also, that may Allah destroy you as you destroyed me. Let us make that namaz, and make it a namaz which can be called a namaz in the court of Allah Ta'ala. And we must endeavor, this is the opportunity, for that Allah put us in this world, not to waste our time going to play golf, and going to watch World Cup, and all the other stupid, foolish things. And soccer, what is soccer? 22 people just running after one ball. Allah created us for that. And what is the whole object? Just to get it between two poles this side or two poles this side. And 50,000 people on the stadium clapping their hands. Another 500,000 way watching on the TV, jumping and jiving when a goal is scored. And if it's a hat-trick, then what to say? So what is all this? Allah of hasibtum annama khalaqnakum abatha, when Allah will take us to task, I gave you your brain, I made you healthy, you weren't cockeyed. They, at least cockeyed you still, and those people whose vision they see double, that you at least saw double, more than what other people saw. And that person was blind to, would be seeing double, you are blind to the favors of Allah when you can see properly. We who can see, we don't see double, and we don't see triple, and we don't see the favors of Allah. We are worse than that person who is who's got that vision that he sees everything double. Allah gave us our ears are in order, our eyes are in order, and no shukr to Allah, using it all more for the disobedience of Allah, using our eyes for the disobedience of, using our thoughts for the disobedience of Allah. So the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, a very, very great day. Then when the days of Qurbani start, the 10th, 11th and 12th, till Maghrib time, there is no amal Allah loves more than ihraqidam, that the blood must flow. And all this, the love of Allah for Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said, told his son, Ya Bunayya, Inni ara fil manam, O my son, I've seen in my dream that Anni azbahuka. Allah showed it in a dream. And ulama write that 3 nights continuously he saw this dream. And Allah showed it in a dream to show that his true lovers, they don't wait for explicit command. They just get an ishara, an inkling. This is what my beloved wants to do. I'm prepared to do it. In a dream, the Anbiya's dream are also wahi. Their dreams are 100% true. That and he was prepared to do it. Prepared. And then to test his son, that what is the level of the iman of his son. Not to make mashura and auzubillah. Yeah, again, those people, wow, how beautifully ulama have explained that our deen is based on ayat-e muhkamat. Hunna ummul kitab, asasud deen, the strong pillars of deen, clear cut ayats of the Quran Sharif. Like, for example, about the Qurbani, everything else also. Then Allah to test us has put mutashabihat, where there could be a double meaning in that also. You read the word minut, you can read it minute, minute. You perhaps you take this meaning, that meaning. How many big decisions go wrong? Accidents take place because there was ambiguity. It could be this, it could be that. And a person took the wrong meaning. That muhkamat are clear. And the other ayat which are like this, where there could be a double, or you don't understand the meaning. Difficult, I don't understand this, what is being said, what is written here. So those are mutashabihat. They all must be interpreted according to muhkamat. According to the clear-cut ayats of the Quran, what deen is, that which is difficult to understand, don't take out another meaning, which the Quran says, وَالَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْخٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ. The people who have got zaykh, crookedness in their heart, they won't take out the meaning of the clear-cut ayats, they will take out some new meanings, which is so common in the world today, unfortunately, that this is just going on wild, like a wild fire, taking out our own nafsani meanings from the Quran Sharif, whether it can be photography, whether it can be music, whether it can be interest. Who don't know these things are totally haram, taboo in Islam, but proved from Quran that it is jayz. What more zulm can there be, and more what more disloyalty can there be than this to the Quran Sharif? So anyway, the Qurbani which Allah loves, greatest thing, and Allah made this Qurbani, this great sacrifice, Allah Akbar. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave him the command, he asked his son immediately, even perhaps before his teens, different riwayat between 9 and 13 years he was old. A small boy like that. He said, Ya Abati Falma Tukmar. Immediately, oh Allah, my father, do what you have been commanded. Don't hesitate. There is no delay in it. Just do what you have been. A small boy at that time, who is in his now, in his youth, he enjoys his playing on. Of course, he smiles and says, what must be his qualities? But he is prepared to give his life. When Shaitan goes and tells the mother, where is your son Ismail? He's gone with his father to collect wood for fire. No, he says that he's going to slaughter. You ever heard a father slaughtering his child? But he says, Allah told him. If Allah told him, he must do it. A mother for her child. That if Allah said it, no mashura, no second thought. We clear cut commands of namaz, we don't make namaz. We make mashura. Today is very cold, should I make namaz at home? One little sneeze, not even a sneeze, my eyebrows are paining. Oh, I got my nails are paining. So I think today I must make namaz at home. Clear cut commands, why don't we? And just follow them and see the barakat that will come. In your zakat, you have to pay your 2.5. If it works out to 1 million, what is 1 million? Well, if you're paying 1 million, it is 2.5. What is 97% of 1 million? How many? 97.5 million. And you don't want to pay that, and that zakat is going out to protect this year. That zakat is going out to give barakat in this year. That zakat is going out so that this you can use for your benefit. That little bit and not yours, what al-mimma rizaknaakum. What we gave you from there, you give just 2.5%. But our hearts go out when the 2.5% is going. And we don't see the, how blind Shaitan makes people. That we don't see the 97.5 which we stay, and that 2.5 is going out to protect us, to give barakat in us. Allahu Akbar. So those days of Qurbani, Allah loves the slaughtering. Allah didn't make it like a statue in Mina, that all must come and see how that Ibrahim alayhi salam is busy with the knife and it's a statue. Allah made it a living memory. And everyone with his own, millions of people in the world, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, is going to carry on this 3 days according to time difference, geographical difference. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. How happy is Allah getting? Allah, that and Ibrahim, this is the way to remember this great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and his son submitting like that. The poet says that how did the son, a small boy, how did this iman come in? Was it the semen of the father that had so much barakat? Was it the milk of the mother? It was the both. That father was a father like, and today if we want our children, we feed them, we eat junk food, so junkies will be born. And we feed them junk food. They are junkies already, and junkies, you are feeding junk food. What's going to happen to them? Completely we have put on a line of destruction. We have put ourselves on a line of destruction, and then we make dua. That, oh Allah, everything must go well in my life. With dua also, see what Allah Ta'ala says. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Those people who are just making dua for dunya. And most of us think, our duas, we ask somebody for duas, what we ask? Somebody is sick, I got financial problem, I got this problem, I got that problem. That is all in the category of those people who only make dua for dunya. They don't make dua for akhirat. Who of us go to a person, a pious person, make dua for my islah, make dua my khatima on iman, make dua for my parents, Allah must give them jannah. All our duas are just for dunya. My business, this problem, that problem is just for dunya. We come in that category, which is a very dangerous category. And Islam did not make haram to make dua for dunya. وَمَالُوا فِي الْأَخْمِ نَصِيبِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَاللَّهَ permitted وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That is the thing. And more it must be for akhirah. But we don't even ask that make dua for my Islam, make dua for my husn-e khatima, I must die on iman. And those that make dua, fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar. And then, these are the people who get all the favors from Allah. Who of us make dua? Ya Allah, save me, my family from Jahannam. What a serious matter. A little bit knee problem. The way we will carry on for that, hip replacement, big thing if we made it. Cancer, heart, there are problems, but fire of Jahannam, and forever and ever, snakes in the fire, in the qabr, 70 snakes. One drop of that poison in this world, not a blade of grass will grow. That's not a problem. That we mustn't make dua for. We mustn't ask for duas for that. How come we also came in that category of only asking? Those are the work of the kuffar. If the animals could ask for dua, they should ask for that dua. There's a work not of the mu'min. Mu'min, akhirat. All that we have to ask for. So then these days, the qurbani and all that, الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن. Those who show mercy, Allah Ta'ala shows mercy to those people. إرحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في. Show mercy to those من في الأرض, everyone who is on earth. So much so that إذا ذبحتم, when you slaughter, فأحسن الذبح, slaughter in a beautiful way. Don't take your animal in front of another animal that has been slaughtered or that is being slaughtered. Hadith, don't give the animal two deaths. One, you're going to kill it also, and he's seeing another animal being skinned. He's seeing the blood of the animal that was slaughtered, another death also. Where will you get a deen that has shown beauty in taking life also? And take it in a beautiful way. Sharpen your knife, the Nabi Ali said. Don't sharpen your knife in front of the animal. Don't let it be a blunt knife and you're giving taklif to the animal. And don't saw the animal. What one clear cut. And just for safety's sake, one at the bottom to make sure. One on this side, that all four vessels, the food pipe, the windpipe and the two veins which carry blood on the sides, all four must be cut. Make sure you do that. So do your, don't slaughter, don't start cleaning the animal when still there is life in it. And don't restrict the animal from kicking, etc. And that is not a pain, the animal. It is because it's sending the last drop of blood. The brain has given it a message, I need blood, and it's sending. But all that blood comes out here. And when it comes out, there isn't a more tastier meat, animal, bird to eat, fowl, in which there is no blood. And there isn't more healthier food, in meat, in which there is no blood. Stunning, 99% of the blood remains in. And unfortunately, check what we are eating. Almost all of us, we are eating stunned meat. Whether it's the chickens, etc., the oxen, the cows, they are all the... Make sure we eat animal. The Jews who are on batil, but they make sure they eat unstunned. And Muslims, we're not worried. The demand for unstunned is not there. We're just too happy that we're getting ready packed, very nice sheep also, and this fillets and all the pieces of the meat, just packed nicely, and we are happy with that. Be happy when we are eating halal. Be conscious of halal. So these are very, very great days which Allah has blessed us with. And the nights are also so great. The greatest days of the year are these 10 days. The greatest nights of the year are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And these 10 nights also, each night is Laylatul Qadr. The sawab of Laylatul Qadr. And so easy to acquire it. The weakest person. One good friend of ours, he's got a health problem. So he phoned somebody, he said, come pick me up and take me to the earliest Isha Namaz. He's got health problems so that he can sleep away whatever rest he can. So do make sure we go for our Isha. If your Isha is late and you got health problems, but otherwise, the later the Isha, that is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The right time of Isha is not the awwal waqt. But you got some health problems? No. But make sure we make our namaz with jamaat, especially in these 10 days, these days of Ashur-e-Hurum, the sacred month. Let us, what valuable every moment now that we are going through, what valuable time. And try and increase in all our ibadat, not only in namaz that we do nafar. In namaz also we're not doing, Allah is giving us the opportunity, but we're not doing it. And then namaz, our rozas also, keep nafil rozas during this first 10 days. The rozas of each day is equal to 1 year's roza. Just keeping one roza and you get the roza of about 360 rozas. What a bargain. To what power Allah has put it. One roza and 360 rozas. It comes in the hadith reference 10 rozas. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. What is the great value of these 10 days? The 10 days rozas, effectively 9 days rozas, of course, to keep on each day, and the other days after 3 days after Eid, haram to keep rozas. Allah's ziyafat, Allah is making qurbani meat those days. Allah give us tawfiq, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mahal Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, the 3 days he shouldn't even eat roti. Only meat. Say, Allah's da'wah. How can I go and eat? Somebody has put for you roast on the table and has made a wonderful da'wah. And you go in the toilet and you go and eat feces there. During these days, it is Allah's da'wah. And Allah is feeding. And alhamdulillah, inshallah, it's unstunned. those days are gone when people should even, our people should shoot the bull and then slaughter it after that. Now, alhamdulillah, people, they do it all properly, non-stunned. And one good friend of ours, a doctor, he slaughters more qurbani meat and the whole year he only eats qurbani. So no, not only not stunned, but the barakat of qurbani the whole year. And just for our information, as a medical doctor, he buys his own chicken, keep them at home for 3 weeks, and after that he slaughters it and he eats it. We find it too expensive, too cumbersome to spend money for false vitamins, all the going to the chemist and see that whole big area where they're selling all the vitamin tablets and how expensive, and all a big lie. If all that could be doing what they write there, people should be jumping over the walls and over the so much energy they should have. But the people are all poor, can't even stand up properly, can't do anything, full of lies. And we're spending so much money. For halal, we can't spend money. For halal, then it's a problem that it's too expensive and we can't manage it. And it's how many difficult things we're doing. You book a hotel, you book a holiday, how lot of work it is also. Going there, leaving your home, and how many times the house gets burgled. You meet up with the ex, all that problem, but that is easy. But to slaughter a chicken is too much work. We can't do that. Just the chicken to slaughter, if that is also too cumbersome for us, Allah make it that we be. And if you eat halal, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, if you eat halal, by nature you will go and do good deeds. You will be saved from looking at other women. You will be saved from falling in affairs and bringing shame and disrepute to yourself and to your family and the ummah also. You won't do all horrible transactions, business, and do all funny, illicit things and all haram things. Fahsha wal munkar, halal will save you from all that. And if you're eating the haram, it's, even if you don't want to, you're going to go in that direction. How much you will make malamat and curse your, why did I do this? How could I have done this? I'm not like that. How I did this? You'll get involved if we're eating haram. Allah guide us to righteousness.